It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, 100.9. Hope you're having yourself a wonderful day. Monday, back to it. Hopefully the weekend was good. Oh, man, in Indy, we got a poop load of like snow and just cold temperatures. It was like 5 degrees this morning when I woke up. I was like, you know what? I'm going to sound like Alex and live for a second. It's cold.
Yep.
I'm cold. How you, Alex? How you doing?
I'm the grossest human being ever. I'm never going to be able to live with myself.
Tell me something new.
I forgot to brush my teeth this morning.
Oh, God. How do you forget?
I have never done that, just for the record, but I think in my NyQuil-induced coma, because I've been sick all weekend, waking up this morning, I was just kind of in a fog. I mean, I showered. I knew to do all that stuff. I mean, I grabbed my juice for the morning, my breakfast, all this. I did everything right for coming to work, except for that. Somehow, I forgot that. I even put my moisturizer on my face and stuff. I did all my skincare. Somehow, I forgot to brush my teeth. I am so grossed out right now. I don't know how I'm going to do the show.
Do you have any gum?
Yeah, I do have gum, which is good because we have to read to kids after this too.
Oh no, these.
So we
got
to go like talk to people in public, which is so humiliating.
Well, Porkchop, you've been having her hot, dank breath flowing out all morning talking to you about the garbage. Are you okay over there?
So far, so good.
Okay, good, man. So what's going on with you?
Not much. I've actually been a little sick since Thursday. I don't know if you could tell.
You got us all sick. Liv, the web girl, isn't here this morning because Liv is sick.
I heard about you liars. I heard so many people. I'm going to talk about this later. I heard that Alex said my brother died, which was really terrible that you would say that. Then I also, what else did I hear? Oh, I heard that you said I got everybody sick even though I didn't have a cold. I had like sinus congestion and I even went to my doctor. She said it's not like contagious. So whatever you guys have, it's not for me, but
your
I hear
doctor's a witch doctor quack. She doesn't know what she's talking about because all of us got sick.
Well, that is very offensive that you would call her that. How dare you? But no, it's just seasonal. I feel bad for you guys. I mean, I'm finally feeling better. I'm not 100%, but I'm like 90 compared to what I was.
Yeah, I just woke up with a little sore throat, and then my throat is still kind of sore, but I'll be fine. I watched your dogs this weekend. That was easy. That was fun.
Yeah, you know what? I actually want to talk about that because, I want to talk about it. I have a question for you. How about that?
Okay.
So I have a question for Porkchop about something that...
Did like one of them eat something?
I've got a question for Porkchop coming up later this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show. How about that?
Okay.
So we'll get to that. But we got a lot going on today. We got the garbage coming up. We've got Kelly Clarkson tickets we'll be giving away.
Are the hackers still holding our podcast hostage?
I thought we weren't supposed to talk about that.
No, we didn't talk. We talked about it.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I no comment. I'm not saying anything. I'm off the record on this one.
Well, a lot of people want to know if they're going to be able to listen to podcast, but you don't know?
No comment.
Trying to work on having the podcast
okay,
up
so
today.
Still a maybe.
Yes.
Okay.
X-nay on the, I don't know what you're talking about, nay. I, no talk A.
Joe's scared they're going to hold him hostage.
Not even true. I would never say that. All right, yeah, we are the Joe and Alex Show. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. And the number to call in, 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539.
Oh, I love trash. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Over the weekend, Cardi B broke the record of attendance at the Houston Rodeo. The record was once held by Garth Brooks, but Cardi's performance drew a record 75,580 fans, which is only three more concert goers than Brooks' previous record.
That is insane to
three
break
more.
That record. But still, yeah, either way, that is just an incredible number.
And Cardi also thanked Selena for giving her the courage to break the record, saying in a video on social media, I was so nervous to perform in front of 70,000 plus people. But when I saw this picture, like out of all the outfits that she wore, for me to see this picture with this outfit, this was the inspiration for Please Me, her new song with Bruno Mars in the music video. She said, I knew that I was going to be all right. So I guess there was a picture of Selena, Selena, the Spanish singer, not Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah. She saw a picture of her hanging up in the venue, and I guess she had an outfit on similar to one that she wore in the Please Me music video. And she's like, this was a sign I was meant to be here and all that.
By the way, her outfit looked incredible for the Houston Rodeo on Friday.
So I'm like, good.
Oh my gosh, Cardi. Wow.
Christy Cavallari was asked about the worst celebrity ever that she interacted with.
Lindsay Lohan.
No!
Obviously.
You got into a fight with Lindsay Lohan?
No. When I was a senior in high school and Laguna Beach was airing Talent.
I remember
But he like dropped out of school, moved up to LA, was going out and like ran in the same circle as her. So one night I was sleeping in Talent's bed with him, fully clothed, like long sleeve shirt on. And she broke into his house at like 4 a.m., saw that I was in bed with him, went upstairs in the kitchen, started throwing glasses everywhere. So I was like, this is crazy. So then I did an interview with Rolling Stone magazine. And I was like, oh my God, when I see Lindsay Lohan, she's gonna kill me. So I saw her and she was like, hey girl, we gotta get lunch. We need to hang out. I was like,
psycho.
Hollywood's nuts.
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry will raise their baby gender fluid. Sources say the Duchess of Sussex told guests at her recent baby shower in New York City that she would raise their baby in a fluid way. The sources add that she and her Prince Harry won't impose stereotypes on their child. And Courtney Cox posted a video on Instagram jokingly yelling at some movers in the hall and yelled one of her favorite Friends lines.
Just trying to move a piece of furniture down the hall. My mover's here.
Is that going
to
work?
No. No. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Pivot. Pivot.
Okay.
Pivot.
That's so helpful, Don. Thank you.
Don't scratch the walls.
Okay.
Pivot.
You think we'll get in that door?
Oh, Jesus.
Pivot.
I just hear.
Okay. Oh, it's backwards, guys. It's backwards. The door is backwards. Turn around. That's good pivoting.
I never watched Friends, but I know that pivot!
Yep. Coming up in less than an hour, all the things Jordan Woods revealed during her Red Table Talk interview.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, coming up in two songs here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, a little Monday motivation. We got some stories we want to share with you to kick off the week. Hey, good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Coming up around 9:45 this morning in Indy, we've got your chance to win Kelly Clarkson tickets. We'll tell you more about that. But if you can't hang out the whole time, 9:45 will be your chance to win. Kicking off the week, let's do it today with something we want to try. It's called Monday Motivation. We're going to share some personal stories that we found that are kind of cool and interesting, and hopefully will make your day a little bit better. Let's take this one, Alex, to an elementary school. This is really cool. Homer Drive Elementary School principal Belinda George sits in front of her iPhone every Tuesday night at 7:30. No, she's not doing one of those cam things.
Okay.
It's actually something good right here. She reads a story streamed to kids on the school's Facebook page. She calls it Tucked In Tuesdays.
Aww.
I love that. We do the Joe and Alex Show Book Buddies. This is really cool, too. And it's actually became a big sensation at her school. She says the kids will come up to her Wednesday, the day after, and say, Dr. George, I saw you in your PJs reading last night. They tell her favorite parts of the book. And she actually started this back in December for her students, but it actually has been coming huge beyond Homer Drive Elementary. Parents and kids from all across the country are starting to actually watch and comment and watch the Facebook live stream. She also gives shout-outs to the kids. Love that if they comment or something. Like, oh, thank you so much, Miss George. And she says, the bottom line, I love, love, love these kids. I know if I don't reach them outside the school, I'll never reach them in school. So that's why
so
she does
cute.
It.
I love that. What a great idea of going above and beyond for those kids. And
how
making
creative. Who would have thought of using technology for something so good?
Yeah, that's really cool. So this story, your Monday motivation story, is about two sisters who are 5 and 8 years old. Leah Carrico, who's 8, and Caroline Carrico, who's 5. They were missing from their house for 48 hours, but were found alive.
Wow.
This is in California. So after like a couple days of being gone, they like walked off into a wooded area near their home. The sheriff's office announced that the girls had been safely found, and they had actually been trained in outdoor survival through their local 4-H club, and
okay.
That is what helped them survive.
See, that's amazing that they actually retained it and remembered it and that it worked.
Yeah, they were wearing boots, so authorities were following the boot footprints.
Yeah.
They were eating granola bars and leaving the wrappers and stuff at some point while they were missing that they had on them somehow. I mean, this whole story is just crazy, and they're absolutely precious. It's an absolute miracle. They said they were dehydrated and cold, but they were uninjured and in good spirits whenever they were found.
What amazing little girls right there.
I know.
I love hearing that because I don't think, Alex, I could survive like 12 hours out in the woods. I'm like, help.
Not even close. I couldn't spend 5 minutes.
All right, that's your Monday motivation here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good Monday morning to you. Hey, join in the conversation, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833 563-2539. Also our social media, it's Joe and Alex Show. Guys are twice as likely to spray tan before a date.
What?
Yeah, like before a night out. While women are more likely to buy a new outfit. Well, that's no surprise. I mean, everybody gets a new outfit, but yeah, they surveyed men and women and found 20% of men usually get an instant tan ahead of a big night out. Like 12% of women said, yeah, I do that. Okay, hold on. I know I'm not your average guy. Well, maybe I am. I kind of feel like I am the average guy. But maybe I'm out of the loop because I've never, ever in my life gotten a spray tan.
Oh my gosh, that would be so funny. You need to do it.
I'm too pale.
Yeah, that's why you should go.
I'll break the machine, Alex.
But like, I do know one guy that has done this.
Oh, really?
He's straight and he's very hot.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's a gay or straight thing, but you knew, like, was it really bad, or how'd you know?
I do. I feel like people listening right now, they might assume, like, well, this must be, like, a gay guy that would do this. No, like,
okay. Literally
all guys, before they go out, are willing to get a spray tan, and I know somebody that did this, and I asked him about it. I was like, what? He's like, oh, yeah, because you want to look good, you want to look tan, and nobody goes to the tanning bed anymore, because...
Yeah, you don't want to get fried and get cancer. I get that.
Yeah, like, I feel like millennials definitely do not go to the tanning bed, but we're all getting spray tans or using self tanners that you get at like Sephora or Ulta. And so I just thought that was really surprising.
Wow. Does any, 833 Joe Alex. No, I agree. It is surprising. Are there any guys that are actually getting spray tans out there? Like just in general beforehand? And ladies, have you noticed guys doing this? I mean, have you noticed with guys you've dated that they've done this, or just the one friend of yours?
Well, the last guy I dated was Egyptian. So he didn't have to spray tan.
There is that. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You want to?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I didn't think you would. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. You're on the air. What is your name again?
I'm going to keep it anonymous for
right
now.
Anonymous. All right, what was your question you had here? Maybe we can get an answer for you.
Okay, whenever you guys were talking about the self-tanner.
Yeah, are you Alex one of those guys that does
something
that?
Along those. Yeah, Alex said something. Oh, no. I'm not one that does that, no.
But so you're calling Alex out not that about that. What about Alex? What's your question?
Yeah, she said the last guy she dated was Egyptian.
Yeah,
so it sounded like it was in the past tense. So
yeah, she's past single thing, now. Yeah. She's single.
Oh, man. Well, that's no bueno.
He's telling you have grave concern for her.
I mean, she is a very attractive woman, but...
Oh, thank you.
I'm
even
not
going to
shoot my shot just anytime soon, so...
Well, I don't know how to take that. Is that a compliment?
Yeah, like it's a compliment, but I would rather give you your time and space to like heal from what all had happened. Because, I mean, you guys were together for a little while.
Not to foreshadow what's coming up on the show later today, but, dude, you better start shooting hard. Like, you want to do a half-court shot?
I mean,
this might be your shot right now.
If you guys remember about, like, 6-7 months back, whenever you guys had something on the air. Oh, God, I can't even remember what it was, but... The girl that I dated for the last 5 years, she ended up tweeting at you guys too, but I told you guys that I was going to end up proposing. Well, I was like 27 days away from that, like within the last few months.
What happened?
She ended up calling that off. I'd hope that you guys want to put this part on the air, though, if you want to.
Okay. Well, hey, man. Well, we're live, so we won't say anymore.
A little late for that.
But...
No way.
It's okay, man. Well, dude. Yeah, man, if you want to shoot your shot, Yo Alex Raps with a Z.
That's right.
I would slide all up in there right now. Wow, today's going to be a crazy show because we're going to talk more about that later on.
Yeah, I have some news for you. Listen, single Alex is way crazy. Like, if you have only listened to the show and you've only heard Taken Alex, single
which
Alex
is crazy.
Yeah, which is crazy. Single Alex is on a whole nother level.
Good morning. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. So, it seems like this will never end where we bust out our phones and record somebody calling the cops on us. This is just, it's insane. A Massachusetts woman called the police. She's a white lady, the dude's a black man, if that matters, because this dog aggressively humped her dog at the dog park.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah, come here, girl.
Ew.
Okay, well, that's what they do. The woman refused to hang up on the phone even when the man pulled his dog off of her dog. He said other people know he is a responsible dog owner and his pet is not aggressive. However, the woman stayed on the phone with the cops and said the man's dog was assaulting her dog. Listen to some of the video the guy started shooting when this happened. She picked up her phone.
No, why are you calling the cops right now?
Because I told you I wasn't leaving the park because my dog was humping your dog.
I'm not verbally assaulting you. I told you I'm not leaving.
The Attleboro Dog Park.
That's inappropriate for the dog park.
I love the lady. That's inappropriate for the dog park. Your dog's over here going to town like he's Ron Jeremy.
What a bunch of losers.
I know.
No, it's not.
I know.
Dogs humping each other and she's calling the cops because my dog humped her dog.
I can see like, okay, your dog's humping me and I feel assaulted. But like that dog on dog, that's what they do.
Yeah.
I've seen every single dog hump another dog here. And she tells me to leave, and now she's calling the cop. Like, are you serious?
Yeah, they will. They'll.
Yo, I can't wait. Yo, this is crazy. Because this, you heard of Barbecue Becky? Because this is the newest one. Right here.
Now, did you see the name that they've given her, Alex? Because like he brought up there, like Barbecue Becky.
I think I did.
What do you think it is?
Is it Doggy Style Debbie?
That's a good one. I didn't think it. They're calling her Dog Park Diane.
Oh no, Doggy Style Debbie is way better.
Hi, this is Doggy Style Debbie. Yeah, his dog. Yes, a dog is mounting my little Shih Tzu right now. Oh no, no, she's liking it. It's so bad.
You're not trying to help me.
To tell you.
No, you're not trying to help me. I know the rules.
You're not obeying the dogs.
I'm obeying the rules. What are you talking about? I'm right here.
You can't allow your dog aggressively on top of another
dog.
The
dogs hump each other every day, and I took him off. I know it's my
hair. This is my.
You know what he should have done? Here's where this guy messed up. This guy posted this video here of Doggy Style Deb. He should have started humping them.
Oh, he should. Yeah.
It's like, how do you like that? Huh? What do you think? Ha ha ha.
Oh, I love trash. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kardashian family friend Jordan Woods spoke with Jada Pinkett Smith on her Red Table Talk Facebook show Friday and broke her silence on the cheating scandal with her and Tristan Thompson, the father of Khloe Kardashian's daughter.
On the way out, he did kiss me.
What do you mean by kiss?
It's just no passion, no nothing on the way out. He just kissed me and it was like a kiss on the lips, but no tongue kiss, no making out. And when alcohol's involved, people make, you know, dumb moves or people get caught up in the moment or who knows.
She also said that she's not the reason Khloe and Tristan are not together and that she never slept with him.
Do you feel as though you are the reason why Tristan and Khloe are not together?
No, I'm not the reason.
Did you sleep with Tristan?
Never.
Got it.
Never a thought, never a consideration, never happened. And never will I.
Khloe Kardashian completely blames Tristan Thompson for their breakup now. She tweeted, "This has been an awful week, and I know everyone is sick of hearing about it all as well as I am. I'm a roller coaster of emotions and have said things that I shouldn't have. Honestly, Tristan cheating on me and humiliating me wasn't such a shock as the first time. What's been harder and more painful is being hurt by someone so close to me, someone who I love and treat like a little sister. But Jordan is not to be blamed for the breakup of my family. This was Tristan's fault. I have to move on with my life and count my blessings, my family, my health, and my beautiful baby true." John Mayer, my celebrity crush, was on Ellen and answered some burning questions.
Three things you must do every day.
I have to make coffee before the breakfast is done in the microwave, work out, and I have to look at naked people.
Every day?
Every day.
Okay. Who was your first celebrity crush?
Oh, olive oil.
What's your favorite curse word?
I'm going to say mother. You can use it for good or bad. You could say, you mother. Or you could say, you see that John Mayer play guitar? He's a mother.
He's not wrong. In a new off-the-rails interview with Candace Owens from Prager University, Roseanne Barr calls originators of the hashtag MeToo movement hoes and attacked Senator Kamala Harris, Supreme Court Justice accuser Christine Blasey Ford, and many other women. She also asked why some women find themselves in men's hotel rooms at 3 a.m. She said they're pretending that they didn't go to trade sexual favors for money. She also said that she had a nervous breakdown after she was fired from her show.
I had a complete nervous breakdown. And I've had a few of them. And I've said I've had so many nervous breakdowns and nobody ever notices.
Right.
Because they were so normal for me. But I couldn't walk. I couldn't talk. I couldn't get out of bed. And luckily, I was at my mom's house and my mother she took care of me, and that was something I really needed my whole life, and I finally got in just great amounts. It was wonderful.
The Sandlot is getting a TV reboot with the original cast. Writer and director David Mickey Evans says he sold the first two seasons of Sandlot series to a streaming service, but won't say which one. Many of the original cast is coming back for the series, which takes place in 1984 when they're all around 33 years old and they all got children of their own. The original film was set in the San Fernando Valley in 1962.
It'll be interesting to see how that turns out. I love the Sandlot.
So. Yeah, everybody does, so I thought that was kind of cool news. And coming up in less than an hour, Oprah talked to the Michael Jackson victims last night, what they had to say.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
What runs through someone's mind when their child goes missing? The worst things imaginable. But what runs through someone's mind when their child with severe mental and physical disabilities goes missing? The worst possible scenarios, because they can't even cry for help and they can't try to escape. Murder Monday is next with a story from right here in Indiana. This is insane. It's the Aaliyah Beckerly story. We're doing that next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer, who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
The reason we do Murder Monday is to bring attention to Crime Stoppers. They let you anonymously give tips on any unsolved crime that might happen in your area. Call them. Their number, 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-TIPS. P.S. Alex, today, what are we doing for Murder Monday?
Well, when anyone goes missing, it's scary. But what about a disabled person? Does that make it scarier because they can't care for themselves and are totally incapable of surviving without help? These are thoughts that went through the minds of Aaliyah Beckerly's family just 2 years ago when the 19-year-old girl with cerebral palsy in the mental capacity of a six-month-old was taken from her home in Evansville, Indiana.
Neighbors say they are experiencing something new. Fear.
Makes me feel scared. Makes me feel scared for my kids that run up and down the sidewalk.
On July 17th, 2017, Aaliyah Beckerly's family wakes up to find Aaliyah's wheelchair and seizure medication next to her bed. But no Aaliyah. The last time they saw her was around 9 p.m. when her mom put her to bed the night before. Aaliyah's mom, Kara, is panicking because her daughter is also nonverbal. She knows that even if she wants to cry for help wherever she is, she can't. Kara is frantic on the phone with 911 now, telling them that Aaliyah can't even walk without her wheelchair. 911 is asking her, who would do this? Who would take her disabled daughter? Kara is racking her brain. I don't know, child molesters, she says. No one on her dad's side of the family is even around. It's only my family. I've got no idea who would do this. The 911 operator is pleading with Kara not to think of the worst case scenario. Kara is crying, saying how scared she is and how somebody took her baby. She was only a room away when someone took her while she was sleeping. Police arrive at Kara's house and Kara is telling them that this can't be happening, that this has to be a bad dream. Then hours go by, then days and more days, with no sign of Aaliyah. It's hard for Aaliyah's family to keep hope because they know without her medication, she's not going to survive. Search parties are held throughout Evansville, and Kara's mom just wants answers. Nighttime is the worst for Kara because she can't sleep knowing Aaliyah is out there somewhere needing her and how another day has passed and they still haven't found her. What's crazy is that Aaliyah's room is right off the living room, and it doesn't even have a door. So how could someone go right in and take her and leave with no one in the house hearing anything? But according to Kara, that's exactly what happened. Then it looks like Evansville police might get a big break in the case after about a month since Aaliyah's gone missing. A woman tells a 911 dispatcher that she's with someone who's ready to confess to the kidnapping of Aaliyah Beckerly. When police arrive, they find out that the lady who talked to 911 is 51-year-old Deborah Woolner. She's the partner of one of Aaliyah's older cousins. There's also a guy there named James Martin. And this Deborah chick turns to him and says, "Tell them what you told me." So police bring him in, and he tells police, I was involved in Aaliyah's disappearance. And, like, he says it just like that.
Okay.
And right away, investigators suspect that he's not talking to him on their on his own free will. He ends up admitting that this Deborah lady, Aaliyah's cousin Donna, and some guy named James Wilson Jr., all three attacked him, held him captive for hours, and beat him with a metal pipe, until he agreed to tell police his story. He said that they were trying to get him to tell the truth, unquote, about Aaliyah's disappearance. He agreed to lie to law enforcement so that the beatings would stop. And since James Martin had injuries that matched his story, police actually believe him. 9 days later, police find evidence of a video showing that James Martin was telling the truth. Like, it's a cell phone video one of them took of them interrogating and beating him.
Oh, wow, okay.
So all three of these people are arrested. And, you know, it sucks because the police had successfully used resources and taken time away from finding Aaliyah to deal with this.
Yeah, like over a week, it sounds like.
Right. So Aaliyah's cousin Donna Robertson, who is one of the three involved in the beating of this guy, had shown up to almost all the searches for Aaliyah and even did news interviews talking about her, which makes all of that seem real sketchy. Like, could one of them or all of them have been involved in Aaliyah's disappearance?
But then be on TV talking about it.
Right. But that's like normal. A lot of times when somebody is guilty of a murder or something like that, they will insert, there's a special type of personality, but they will insert themselves into the investigation to
please
find out how close they are to being caught.
Bring my wife home, even though I murdered her. Please.
There was actually a high school kid that murdered someone in a park up in Fishers. Here north of Indianapolis, and he did that. He was like a teenager.
Really?
He killed this guy. This is only a couple years ago. He was riding his bike around and asking police officers, like, while they were working the crime scene, like, what's going on? What do you know? Have you found the guy? Like, just to insert himself into the mm-hmm. investigation. And because that kid did that, that led police to investigating him and then helping solve that case.
Yeah, people are so dumb. I mean, not that I'm an expert here, but you don't do that.
Right? So a few months later, police say that they find something of interest relating to the case. Not a body, but something Aaliyah related. A crowd has now gathered around a random patch of woods under the streetlights, but no one seems to know what's going on. Suddenly, police dig something up from the ground. It's a large bag, and there's bones inside. But it's determined that the bones belong to an animal. They're not human.
Oh my God. Okay. So it's not her.
This was good news because it meant Aaliyah might still be alive, but the family still has no answers. More months go by, Aaliyah's birthday passes, and she's still missing. Will police find her alive? Find out next on Murder Monday.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
We are the Joe and Alex Show, and we are talking about Murder Monday today. Aaliyah Beckerly. This happened in Evansville, Indiana, and Alex will continue the story. But there's several photos up online, Alex, I'm seeing on our Instagram. If you go follow us right now, you can see it at Joe and Alex Show. What are these photos of?
You can see Aaliyah Beckerly in her wheelchair with her sippy cup. You can see Aaliyah and her mom, Kara. Investigators reenacting in her room how she was actually abducted. And some more parts of the story that I don't want to spoil just yet.
Okay, so listen.
It's been about 8 months since 19-year-old Aaliyah Beckerly was kidnapped from a room in the middle of the night. Aaliyah has cerebral palsy and is nonverbal, wheelchair-bound, and has the mental capacity of a six-month-old. On March 28th, 2017, a woman named Kathy tells police that she and her friends were bando hunting on the south side of Evansville, Indiana. Do you know what bando hunting is?
I lived and worked in Evansville for almost 3 years, and I am blanking on what bando hunting is.
Bando hunting is searching abandoned houses to find anything of value that you can sell.
Oh, hey, look, a spoon.
Exactly.
What, is that for meth? All right.
Exactly.
A needle, hey.
Kathy says she and her friends made their way into the abandoned house when she started to slowly walk up the old wood stairs to the second floor. Kathy could smell the strong stench of bleach. She shined a flashlight into one of the bedrooms and saw two mattresses stacked up on top of each other with clothes stuck in the middle. She started to pull out the clothes and she flipped over one of the mattresses. What she saw underneath was horrifying. It was a body, a badly decomposed body with bugs.
Oh, gross.
The neighbors were terrified that for who knows how long they were living so close to a body of someone. Everyone wanted to know if this was Aaliyah Beckerly. The next morning, an autopsy report revealed that the body found in the abandoned house was 19-year-old Aaliyah Beckerly. The coroner said her body was so decomposed that they couldn't determine her cause of death. After months of painstaking search efforts, police now had to put it together who did this to Aaliyah. 2 days after her body was identified, police make an arrest. But the person arrested wasn't one of the three people involved in that crazy false confession. It was a 24-year-old man named Terrence Roach who had been in and out of Aaliyah's mom, Kara's, life for years. The interrogator sits Terrence down in the police department with some McDonald's, and he begins to ask him questions while he eats. They show him photos of Aaliyah's house and bedroom. They show him the window in Aaliyah's room and ask him if this is the window he crawled through to take her. Terrence says, "I'm pretty sure I just reached in and grabbed her." So in her room, you can see a picture of this on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. There is a toy box right under the window. Terrence tells investigators that he had leaned through her bedroom window halfway, grabbed Aaliyah with his arms from her bed, dragged her body across the toy box that was closed, and pulled her out through the window. You can see a picture of this detective reenacting this on Instagram at Joan Alex Show. Terrence carried Aaliyah's body over a fence away from her house and into his truck. He said Aaliyah was laughing, probably because
didn't know what was going
on. She didn't know what was going on. She thought somebody was playing with her or whatever. Again, she has like the mindset of a 6-month-old. He drove Aaliyah to the abandoned house and covered her mouth in duct tape and wrapped that all the way around the back of her head. Then she passed away, probably from lack of air.
Mm-hmm.
Terrence proceeded to have sex with her corpse.
Ugh.
A few weeks later, Terrence came back to the house to cover her up with clothes and that mattress that lady Kathy had found. He says the day of Aaliyah's disappearance, he spent the whole day smoking K2, which is a form of synthetic marijuana that, like, people will sell at gas stations and stuff. They sell it like it's potpourri or something, but it's actually the synthetic marijuana, which is not even close to marijuana. It's 10 times worse. The side effects are...
There's crazy side effects.
It's like you're tripping on LSD. I mean, it's like a totally different experience than just being high on weed. Terrence also says that he's known the Beckerlys for a long time. Kara, Aaliyah's mom, used to babysit him and even dated his dad. Terrence reveals that a few months before he abducted Aaliyah, he was at the Beckerly's house because his dad had been arrested. Terrence says he wanted to get back at Kara, Aaliyah's mom, because he thought that she had set his dad up to be arrested. He was arrested for like discharging a gun in Kara's house or something like that. Like his gun went off. And in his mind, for some reason, Kara did that all on purpose and like told on him and stuff and got him arrested.
And that's justifiable, even right, if she did, to kill a kid?
No. So he decided to get revenge by taking Aaliyah for a few days. Terrence then starts to tear up in his investigation while he's saying this. Not because he feels sorry for what he did, but because he feels sorry for himself. He wants to know if he'll get to see his family again, and he worries about what it'll be like in jail. After 11 hours of deliberating during Terrence's trial in May of 2018, the jury finds him not guilty of 3 counts of murder. Not guilty.
What?
Yep. He's not guilty of burglary or kidnapping. However, the jury did find him guilty on charges of criminal confinement and abuse of a corpse. I don't know why they came to that conclusion.
Wait. So he abused the corpse, but he didn't do anything?
Right.
I don't understand this.
Yeah, it's very strange, isn't it? I don't know why that happened. Like, I couldn't find anything on that. So, like, I know what the verdict is. I don't know why they came to that conclusion. If you can find it somewhere, you can let me know. This case was really hard to research. I kind of went into it without knowing too much about it at first, and then I realized, ooh, compared to other cases, there's not a ton of information.
I didn't know much about what you're talking about. Then when I saw the photo, I'm like, oh my God, because I worked in Evansville before.
Yeah.
And I think I moved right around when this was happening.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh. So I didn't even know what was happening.
Yeah, the Beckerly family, I mean, was left totally broken when this verdict came down. Anger boiled over. Family members stood and yelled in the courtroom and after court adjourned. Aaliyah's grandmother, Lydia LaRue, said it was very hard. It was hard to sit there, not scream, not cry, get up and stomp my feet. It was hard to sit there in the same room as him, sometimes just 12 feet away from me. This was a baby. She was disabled. She couldn't run away. She could not scream out. She couldn't fight him, and he did horrible things to her. And that is the tragic story of Aaliyah Beckerly.
Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Twitter and Instagram. That's where you can follow us for our social media, at Joe and Alex Show. I was off the show on Friday. I went up to Michigan to see my younger brother, Bob. He's about 3 years younger than me. Get married. Now, things got changed. He was supposed to get married later in the summer, but he ended up getting married this past weekend. And I was like, oh, is there a baby on the way? Is there a reason we're moving this thing up so quickly?
Yeah, I saw pictures and they both look so gorgeous.
I know. I had to have been adopted.
He's a cute brother.
I'm way too... Hey.
What?
Spray some water on her. Calm her down.
What? He's cute. He looks so cute. And his wife is gorgeous.
Yes. So they got married. They did it at a courthouse. And no, she's not pregnant. The reason they did it on that Friday was because it was their 7-year anniversary from their first date.
Oh, that's a cute idea.
Because I honestly thought, I'm like, whoa, dude, did you knock her up? Is that why you're moving this up so early?
I'm looking for a picture that you texted us because I'm going to put that on our story at Joe and Alex Show so people can see.
Yeah, go check that out. We will put that up in just 1 second on our social media so you can see. I can resend it if you need me to.
It.
Cool. So it was cool. Courthouse wedding. I've never done that before, but it was so awesome. And the reason I say that is because I've shared this on the air, but maybe you never heard the story before. After my dad passed away 11 years ago, my brother went off the deep end. Like he's talked about all this, but he's recovered from like doing drugs and heroin. Like we almost lost my brother. And it's crazy. My brother was in that same courthouse for speeding tickets, like when he was reckless driving all the time, when he was doing drugs and all these different things. And now to be back in that same courthouse for something so positive was really a great feeling. He's like, man, last time I hear, I think I got in trouble for going 115 on the highway.
Huh?
I'm like, yeah, way to turn your life around. So that was awesome going to my brother's wedding. But the biggest thing that I like so much, and it was so cool, is that I got to meet all these people that have been in my brother's life for the past 7 years, which is his now wife. It's so weird to say wife. His wife, Audrey's family. And their close friends. It was so cool to meet them. And I was nervous. Remember me talking about having to do a speech? Like, what if I have to or not?
And yeah, I assumed I wouldn't. A restaurant or something?
Yeah. Well, we ended up having this party at just a friend's house. They had like a giant basement and everything was catered in. But it was so cool. I kind of got like put on the spot to do the speech. And everybody's kind of just drunk and hammered. And I guess I actually did really well, according to everybody. I'm hoping to see if there's a video of this. Because I wasn't thinking of recording myself doing it. Because I didn't even know I was going to do it. But it was funny because everybody's talking. I'm like, hey, I've waited 7 years for this. Be quiet. Because everybody makes fun of the fact that it took them that long to actually get married. Like, they were engaged for 4 years.
Nope, I could never do that.
I was like, hey, I've been waiting a long time to get to this point. I didn't think it was going to happen. So let me talk. And I just shared about how awesome it was to be there in front of all those people that it just feels so good because I've always worried about my brother. You know, it's older brother things. And I've always worried because he struggled a lot. I thought I was going to lose my brother. And the fact to see so many other people care about my brother as much as not more than I do and take care of him and love him and this is his family. I was like, this is the greatest feeling in the world. I'm so happy. And now it is cool because now I got other family members myself. So
that's
my
right.
Family's grown. So wasn't expecting it, but I was just so excited. A lot of people asked about that. And yes, we will put a photo up on our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show so you can see the cute couple. Did you look at that photo of my brother and his hair? There's no way we're the same, right? Because his hairline is fully there.
Yeah, he's
Mine's
got hair.
Gone.
What happened there?
I don't know. Nothing wrong with it. I think I was adopted. I had to have been.
It's on our story at Joe and Alex Show.
It's just sad and depressing. But yeah, go check it out. See how cute I could have been. if genetics would have went a different way.
You guys do. I mean, you can tell that you're brothers.
Do we? Because yeah. I feel like we don't look alike at all.
Has he also had like a lot of weight loss?
A little bit here and there. We've always struggled with weight, but he's down a little bit. He was skinnier before, but yeah.
No, I mean, I think he looks skinny now. It looks to me like he has.
Oh yeah,
lost
yeah.
weight.
No, he has, but like he was even skinnier before than that. But that was also the drugs. So I mean, I think he's good. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and you have got to call in. I don't know if this makes any sense at all. 833-JOE-ALEX is our number. That's 833-563-2539. Alex, explain what you found, because I don't understand it.
There is this chick who is 47 years old. She lives in England. Her name is Gwyneth Lee. She lost her husband to cancer 10 years ago. But rather than living a life of mourning or sadness, she decided to undertake a lifestyle that a lot of us would probably find pretty shocking. She has over 100 affairs going on at once, and she actually believes that cheating with these married men can help save their marriages. And she says that half of the wives of the men that she dates are aware of the affair, but choose to turn a blind eye.
So she says by hooking up with these guys, it's actually helping their marriage.
Yes. So she says, I know a lot of people will condemn what I do, but I really don't have any regrets because I honestly believe that I help keep a lot of couples together. So many marriages in the UK are in crisis, particularly couples in middle age with children. She said, these are people that have been together for 10 or 15 years. They have very busy and stressful lives, combining careers with the care of their children. And she said, for a lot of women in particular, you know, sex shuts down and disappears from their weekly routine, which is fine for some women who find fulfillment through their friends and their children, but that leaves a lot of men craving sex and excitement, and they don't want to leave their wives, but they do kind of want like a release from all that pent up frustration. So she says, I am the perfect solution for them. We can go out, have fun, but they know that with absolute certainty that I am not going to turn up on their doorstep and rat on them to their wives or demand that they divorce.
Yeah, you destroy the whole family if you do that.
Right. She says, I just want to have some fun and some great sex, which is all the men want from me too. Sleeping with someone new can be good for a marriage. It takes the pressure off many wives whose libidos have died, and it helps keep the man happy.
833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Now, some of the examples she gave in there, Alex, I think could be factually true. I'm not saying all women's libido shuts down. Some, you know, you hear it goes up, and I understand how things can be harder for the man and the woman to necessarily have alone time to flip pancakes when you're busy with kids and life happening, but...
This website in London has over 20,000 active users a week.
Dang. Getting busy in London. Okay. Is that Big Ben? Let me see that thing real quick. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. See, like, I'm trying to think. I am married here on the show. And I'm trying to think, like, my wife, Lindsay, would first of all probably cut my stuff off if I tried to say that to her. But, like, I'm trying to think if she, like, wanted to do that. Because I have talked before where that I don't feel very secure with my body. So I often sometimes will shut her down. My libido works. Like, I'm ready to... Let's flip some pancakes.
Well, wait, is libido what women have, or is that anyone?
Would say that's anybody, right?
Like, I thought the word libido might be only for females, but I could be wrong.
If it is, I've got a lot of estrogen in me.
Yeah, maybe
so
I'm thinking of estrogen.
I'm allowed to take it, yeah, because I just can't imagine that. 833-JOE-ALEX. Hey, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Jamie.
Hey, you got to talk directly into your phone so I can actually hear you. One more time. What's your name?
Jamie,
do you agree with this? Is this actually a good idea for marriages?
Absolutely not. I really don't. I don't think, because I think if the men are putting that much effort into going out with somebody else, if they put a little bit more effort into their wives, then maybe their wives would satisfy them the way that they want.
So I looked at the comments under this article just to see what people were saying. And I am not kidding you. A lot of the women are saying everyone needs to stop being so closed-minded.
And that's, because when you shared it with me, I'm like, no way.
Yeah.
I could see one comment just to get people going. But all these other women are like, it's not a big deal. And that's the thing, too, is that it's not like he's not like wanting to take her out and date her and stuff. From what we're getting from her in this article is that she's saying a lot of women just don't have the drive for it.
See, here's who needs to call in. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-JOE-ALEX. It's the women who know that they themselves just don't have a high sex drive, but their husbands do. I want to hear from you. What do you think the solution is? Because men are men. They want to have sex.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, it's part of the deal.
Right. So, like, how do you deal with that? If you don't think that this is a solution, what is the solution?
And are there any other ladies that are actually listening to our show like, oh, yeah, like, I do this sometimes. Because I'm not going to judge you. I just want to hear the whole story. How does this work? Don't go anywhere. We got a lot going on here in the next 20 or 30 minutes. How about this? Coming up at 8:30, 7:30 Central, Alex has got something brand new that she has to tell us about. Are you going to kind of give all the details or what?
Oh, yeah. I've got the deets.
Okay, that's coming up. Also, we'll get to the garbage in about 10 minutes. But right now here on the Joe and Alex show, this lady claims that after her husband died, she started having affairs with other men. There's actually a website in the UK that allows people to hook up. And she's saying, listen.
Married men.
Yeah, married men. I'm saving marriages.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because she says these guys are in sexless marriages where they're happy and love their wife otherwise, but they're just not getting the hibbity as much as they would like to. That these are women who get more fulfillment of dealing with their kids or their friends and not sex. So these guys have to get it somewhere.
833 Joe Alex is the number. Hi, Sarah. You're on the show. What's up? What do you think about that?
Hi. I actually think this is a great idea as long as there is open honesty between all parties involved.
Really?
So the wife needs to know.
Yes, I think she should be aware of it. Otherwise, that's cheating, and I don't think that's okay. But I think as long as, like, I fully agree with polyamory and how multiple partners actually can make you happier in life and make you more fulfilled. But I just think it's incredibly important to have everybody aware of what's going on and make sure everyone is okay with it.
Are you in a polyamorous relationship right now?
I am.
And how long have you been doing that?
It's been about a year.
Are you the married person or is someone else married?
My husband and I are married, and wow. I actually was in a relationship with someone recently who is also married.
Was that a man or a woman?
It was a man.
Interesting.
Man, you're getting it every way you can. Good for you.
Absolutely.
That is so crazy to me. Like,
yeah, that's a unique perspective. Thanks, Sarah.
Yeah, hey, thank you for calling in. 833-JOE-ALEX. What was that, a non-relationship? What kind of relationship was that?
What, hers? Polyamorous?
Yeah. I don't even know what that means.
It means like multiple
people?
Multiple partners at once.
All right, 833 Joe Alex. Cassandra, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and you've heard this. What do you think?
Hey, I actually agree pretty much with Sarah. And also, I don't agree with the lady that's doing this. I do think that is cheating, like Sarah said. There just needs to be an open communication if you're going to do this kind of a thing. But I think she just has a closed-minded view of it to where she thinks she's probably creating a problem that will open something up within those people's marriages. But realistically, you have to have communication for it to work.
Okay, Cassandra, though, what if it's not open? Like, what if I'm married, because I am, to my wife, Lindsay, and there's this service here that I can go online and get, and I don't tell my wife, Lindsay? Is that wrong?
It is wrong. If you guys have an open communication beforehand and she knows you're dating and looking for people, like in a polyamorous relationship, like my husband has Tinder and stuff like that. So I think that's okay as long as the communication is there. And before you go hook up, you tell your wife, like, yes, I'm going to go do this. And she's like, oh, okay, well, I'll make plans. Or,
wow.
You know.
This is like, you know what I'm learning the most this morning is? I still can't say polyamorous, whatever you guys are. But I didn't realize we had so many listeners that did that. That's amazing. I didn't realize that. A lot of love going on here.
A lot of love, but I don't know that Lindsay's going to have any for you if you suggest that she goes and hooks up with somebody else.
She might actually like it if somebody else has to see me naked besides her.
Oh, I love trash. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Oprah Winfrey hosted a special with the director of Leaving Neverland last night and two victims in the documentary, Wade Robson and James Safechuck. Oprah pressed the director on who in Jackson's inner circle enabled the abuse or turned a blind eye and how many people knew. The audience was filled with more than 100 survivors of childhood sexual abuse and their supporters who had recently finished viewing the four-hour-long film. The director thinks a great many knew. Robson said, secretaries organized most of my phone calls and would organize cars to pick me up to bring me to him. Security guards were always there outside of the door. Robson said he doesn't believe Jackson could have abused at the level that he did without people around him being complicit. Travis Scott deleted his Instagram account after reports claimed that he cheated on girlfriend Kylie Jenner over the weekend. The rapper deleted the account on Saturday, but still has his Twitter. The couple got into an argument over the cheating allegations, which led Scott to cancel his concert in Buffalo so that he could stay in LA to work out the situation. But Travis tour Saturday night playing Madison Square Garden in New York City, where he told the packed arena to always remember to keep your family first. He also gave a shout out to his wifey. So I don't know if that means they worked it out or what.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's crazy. Everybody around that family is involved in some form of cheating, it sounds like.
Yep.
Jeez.
There's a Starbucks scam going around, and Lady Gaga fans are to blame. Gaga fans want Shallow to break the 21st spot on the Billboard Hot 100, so they're spreading this fake image around social media called Shallow Bucks. The image says that Starbucks will give customers a free beverage if they send a screenshot of themselves listening to Shallow. Starbucks has responded to the social media buzz and says the whole Shallow Bucks thing is completely false and they will not be honoring any of the submissions.
Okay, I thought you were going to say that photo going around. I'm like, oh, the Momo photo?
Not that.
I was like, that kind of looks like Lady Gaga dressed up.
Which apparently they're saying is done now. The creator of Momo says she's dead. It's fine. He says, kids, the curse is gone.
Well, that's good news.
And Sofia Vergara is obsessed with cake.
I eat more cake than I should actually eat. I'm kind of like addicted to sugar and cake, so I try to balance. I try to eat really healthy so that my bad calories are always from cake. So I've kind of found like a balance to get away with murder.
That's the garbage.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Say what you want about her, but you know, nobody likes to have the single life going on, and nobody knows more about it than Alex. I mean, no offense, but I mean, okay. I feel so bad saying this. The stories are just now starting, and guess what? They're already fire. They're lit. Alex has to tell us about someone she's knew she's been talking to, but she's already had a hilarious nickname for this person. So you have a name picked out?
Yep.
All right, we'll find out what that is next here on the Joe and Alex Show. Okay, listen. No, seriously, listen. We are the Joe and Alex Show. Are you listening? On radio now.
Me?
No, not you.
Oh.
The person listening.
Yeah, the person listening. Oh. Now it's awkward because they're like, wait, is that a voice in my head? No, that's producer Porkchop. Okay, for real, I'm going to turn the music down because it's serious. Alex, what have you been doing? What's going on here?
I have to tell you about this guy that I've been talking to.
Oh my gosh. Okay, let's hear it.
All right. So first of all, ladies, Hinge is where it's at. Forget Bumble. I'm so sick of Bumble. Here's why. Bumble blows. You can tell that almost every guy on there is an F-boy and that he's just looking for hoes, because what they have on there is you can say like what you're looking for in your bio. So it's like relationship or a hookup. Like you can list exactly what you want.
I
want
to be an F-boy.
Almost every boy just writes "don't know." Which, if you don't know,
you know.
Yeah, you know that he means I want to hook up. That's what that freaking means. So every guy that says "don't know" on your Bumble bio, we're freaking on to you, and we're moving on to the next thing, which is Hinge. Hinge is a dating app that is relatively new in the last couple of years, but it was specifically designed for people that are looking for relationships. So I feel like, at least it's been the case for me, that the guys on there are higher caliber, they're hotter, and they're genuinely looking for something serious, not a hookup. So I would highly recommend it. I'm really liking it so much more. My phone has been blowing up all weekend because of all the matches that I'm getting on Hinge. It's just like better. So one of those guys is this guy that we're going to call Hot Baby.
Excuse me?
His name is Hot Baby.
Okay, that makes like baby boy.
Yes. And I'm going to tell you why.
All right. I don't know if that's the best thing, but continue. It's your guy. So go ahead.
All right. So his name is Hot Baby because he is single-handedly one of the hottest guys I have ever seen in my life. I mean, I want to inject him into my frickin' veins. He is so hot.
You are hella horny. Okay. That is...
I am sending pictures of him to my friends. Instead of like texting me back, my girlfriends were calling me. Who is this guy? You've never sent us a guy this hot. I'm like, honey, I know. But the problem is, and maybe it's not a problem, it's just different for me. The reason I'm calling him Hot Baby is because he's literally a baby.
Well,
he's 23 years old.
Well, you're not, I mean, that's not a baby. How much younger is that
than
you?
It's a baby. He just graduated from college. I just turned 26, which I know you're like, oh, come on, Alex.
But that's 3 years.
But listen, for me, it is a huge big deal because I always date guys that are like, typically, my last ex was the same age as me, but otherwise, besides him, I've dated guys that are usually in their early 30s. So I always date older because you have to understand where my mindset is. I didn't go to college. I skipped all that stuff. So I started my career when I was 18. Mentally, I feel like I'm a lot older and I'm ready for older things and like a serious relationship and kids soon and all that kind of stuff. So like mentally I feel a lot older. So a kid that just graduated from college, it's a concern
to
me.
He's a man. He's not in middle school. He's an adult 23-year-old man.
Well, so
he could have a house for all you know.
He does have a house, but see, he has three roommates.
Okay, well, see, I was
see,
kind of
like
right
the,
then.
Like the post-college life. So speaking of post-college life, here's what I'm dealing with. So this is something that happened. So he also lives like an hour and a half north of here.
Okay,
so he lives
I'm out.
He lives a little out, which I have my setting so that it's people within like 20 miles of me. But for some reason, he
slid in.
He slid in there. I don't know how that happened, but he slides in and I see him. And obviously, we match up because he's so hot. But the problem is that like since he is long distance, I'm expecting him to ask me like, if he can come down and take me out, right?
Because you're not going to go up there and meet him.
But here's what happened. So I'm telling him all this stuff. I'm like, are you dating to date? Or are you dating to find someone to marry? He's like, I'm dating to find someone to marry. You know, all these things are, he's saying all the right things. But then he says like, hey, so in a couple weeks, I'm going to be in town because I'm going to be hanging out with some of my friends from high school. Are you going to be out? We should try to like meet
nice.
Up.
Nice. So this is happening.
No, it's not nice because I'm wondering if this is part of him being a hot baby. Is that in his mind, in college mind, like that's how you have a first date is you ask a girl like, hey, meet me out at the bar with your friends. Like that's not a first date. Like I'm a grown woman. Like I want you to drive down here.
Okay.
Take me to dinner.
It's one time though. What? No. Okay. If every time it's like, hey, you want to meet up with us? We're going to be here drinking for sure. But maybe just the first time to feel things out. Then he takes you on a real
date.
See,
I feel like that's immature. Like I'm just like, that's not what I'm used to. So I need to know if I'm crazy or
yes.
if, like, I just feel like, you know, is this just, you know what I mean? Like, he was trying to Snapchat me last night. He's like,
okay.
Oh, I sent you Snapchats. Why are they pending? I'm like, because I deleted my Snapchat because I'm old.
I don't even know how to use the kitten filter anymore. 833-JOE-ALEX. Let's kick it off with Nicole. What did you want to say about Alex?
Alex, you are a cougar.
I know. It's freaking me out.
Hold on. We need to define cougar here. Alex is 26. This hot boy, as she's calling him, is 23. How is that cougarish?
Whoa, she's dating a guy that's younger than
yeah.
her.
I was telling my friends last night, I'm a freaking cougar. I feel so weird about this. I don't understand. Also, oh my God, let me tell you the worst thing about this guy.
Okay.
He is not registered to vote and has never voted.
Oh, is that a deal breaker for you then?
Oh my God, yes.
Maybe voting just isn't his thing. Maybe political things, like, it's just not something he's into.
Well, yeah, it's not. That's a huge thing for me. That's like one of my top two things. That's one of my top two things. So I told him that. So he said, well, I'm open to it. Like, he told me who he likes. I'm okay with who he likes. He just hasn't actually voted. And so I was just, like, so upset about that. So
oh
I'm just trying
gosh.
To understand. Is this guy too young for me? But here's the other thing.
No, he's not.
See, single Alex, if you are new to the show or you've only started listening in the last couple months, you don't understand how single Alex works. Single Alex is on another level than taken Alex. Like, I've got hoes in different area codes. Let me tell you what I mean
oh
by this.
Oh, my gosh.
Do
calm
not
down.
Mess
spray
this
her.
Up because he is really good looking.
Even Pork Chop was sprung over this guy. He was like, yes, Alex, he's the hottest
Seriously.
Guy.
But then Liv the Web Girl said that he kind of looks very feminine.
Oh my gosh. You know what? Liv the Web Girl doesn't know anything. Anything. She thinks Post Malone is hot. That shot her credibility to hell right there. But let me tell you what I've got going on. So yesterday, I had another guy buy me plane tickets so that he can meet me in Vegas in a couple weeks.
What?
I know. I don't know how this stuff happens. This always happens when I'm single. I always get the craziest stories. I'm flying around the country to meet these guys. And the thing is, it's like, I'm such a slut, but I'm not even having sex.
We got our own little hoe over here. I love it. All right, well, hold on. Let's wrap this up with this. We got more people calling at 833-JOE-ALEX, but I don't know about, like, you're calling him Hot Baby. So if it was Hot Baby, this is a song that we could play if he actually became your boyfriend.
Baby boy, stay on my mind. Fulfill my fantasy.
Come on. I mean, it's okay. A little Sean Paul.
Yeah.
I think about you all the time.
Hold on, there's got to be something else. What else has babe? Oh, we have this. I like this.
Hot baby.
Hot baby. We can just dub it over. We can do a remix. Hot baby, baby.
That's pretty good.
Now, this one, I don't know. Liv would like this one.
Yes. Oh, I like that one. That's cute.
But isn't this about, like, losing the one that you love?
I mean, we've literally been talking for, like, 2 days. It's not anything serious. I mean, let's be real. This is, like, the first, like, actual legit conversation I've had since being single. I'm trying to get my feet wet. I'm trying. It's not that I'm not struggling. Like, still going through a breakup. I'm just trying to take the steps.
Okay, let me try one more song right here real quick. And we're going to get to your calls in just 1 second. 833-JOE-ALEX.
I want my baby back. Chili, baby, baby.
Would this work?
Yes. I want my baby back, hot baby back.
Okay, that's all I got right now. 833-JOE-ALEX, your call's next. Alex is claiming that, yep, she is now a cougar. She's 26.
Oh my gosh.
Talking to a 23-year-old.
I've never done this. We're calling him hot baby because he is so freaking hot.
Hot baby, you stay on my mind. You're kind of underaged. Jeannie, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's up? You got Alex, the cougar, on the phone, too. What do you want to say?
Yeah, I was trying to say she is not a cougar. Cougars are typically older women who date 10 to 20 years younger than them.
Would you consider yourself...
She was 46? Yeah, she's a cougar. But right now, girl, you're just winning at life.
Oh, thank you.
So wait, are you a cougar? Are you an expert for us?
I am not a cougar, although I'm a little older. I am dating someone older than me. But no, I'm not a cougar.
All right.
But neither is she, damn it.
Sure. Maybe you guys like mountain lions?
So...
I don't know about that. She's so young herself. So
maybe a puma.
I don't know what you want to call that. But like I said, I just say she's winning that life.
I still need answers. I need answers on, like, if it's super lame that he said, like, oh, maybe we can meet up whenever I'm in town and we can all go, like, out to the bars together instead of an actual date. I need to know. So if you have advice for me, you can DM me on Instagram at YoAlexRaps with a Z.
Yeah, if you're a young cub that wants to be attacked by a cougar too.
Stop it! Stop!
You want to get mauled this weekend?
I am known for telling guys, like, make sure you put your sunscreen on.
Oh my God.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
I guess it's because we do dummies of the day all the time that I know what's going to happen before it happens. Like when I read about it, I'm like, oh, they're not going to get away with it. Obviously, we're reading on them. But don't you plan things out before you do them? Sorry, had to get that out. I'm so mad at dummies.
You should.
A New York man, Alex, faked his own abduction to avoid paying out Super Bowl bets. We're just now hearing this, but I guess the Super Bowl happening about a month ago, now he's finally like, oh crap, the money's due.
He should have known the Pats were going to win.
Oh God, I know, right? I even agree with you on that one. Police found this guy tied up with rope and duct tape in the back seat of his truck. He told the officers two men stole $16,000 and then drove him around for 2 days before they tied him up and left him there.
Wow.
Well, police learned the man actually entered fake names into a $50,000 squares pool, hoping to take most of the winnings. When he lost, he ended up making up the abduction to get out of paying the debts. He was arrested and charged with fraud and falsely reporting an incident. So, insult to injury. I wonder if that was with the mob. Like, are they going to kill him now, like his bookie or whoever's got the money?
This guy loves Murder Monday so much, he wanted to be a part of it.
Exactly.
Check out the dummy of the day at JoeAndAlexShow.com.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
I guess it's because we do dummies of the day all the time that I know what's going to happen before it happens. Like when I read about it, I'm like, oh, they're not going to get away with it. Obviously, we're reading on them. But don't you plan things out before you do them? Sorry, had to get that out. I'm so mad at dummies.
You should.
A New York man, Alex, faked his own abduction to avoid paying out Super Bowl bets. We're just now hearing this, but I guess the Super Bowl happening about a month ago, now he's finally like, oh crap, the money's due.
He should have known the Pats were going to win.
Oh God, I know, right? I even agree with you on that one. Police found this guy tied up with rope and duct tape in the back seat of his truck. He told the officers two men stole $16,000 and then drove him around for 2 days before they tied him up and left him there.
Wow.
Well, police learned the man actually entered fake names into a $50,000 squares pool, hoping to take most of the winnings. When he lost, he ended up making up the abduction to get out of paying the debts. He was arrested and charged with fraud and falsely reporting an incident. So, insult to injury. I wonder if that was with the mob. Like, are they going to kill him now, like his bookie or whoever's got the money?
This guy loves Murder Monday so much, he wanted to be a part of it.
Exactly.
Check out the Dummy of the Day at JoeAndAlexShow.com.
Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We got a lot to get to here in the next 30 minutes coming up around 9:30, 8:30 Central. Murder Monday. We will get into that. Also this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show, we'll be getting the latest with the garbage. That's coming up in about 15 or so minutes. Alex will give us an update. But right now, I first of all want to thank Pork Chop for stepping up, and he watched my house and my dogs, Benny and Paddington, on a Friday after the show through actually late Saturday evening when I got home. I went up to Michigan to my brother's wedding. He got married to his now wife, which is so great to say. Her name is Audrey, and it was really cool. Now, Alex, we had different options, and we talked a little bit on air. We said, well, maybe Liv the Web Girl could do it, and we kind of all agreed that's not the best option.
Yep.
I mean, she's not here to defend herself today, but we ended up not going with that. And we didn't take my dogs to Camp Bow Wow because, you know, just like it's just like one night and it was so last minute, we didn't even see if it was available. So what we did instead is I said, Pork Chop, would you mind doing it? And he actually said yes. And the thing is, we never even talked about paying him.
Yeah, no, I mean, I really don't care. I told
Did you pay him?
I told you that.
No, we did not pay him.
You didn't?
I didn't pay you. What, Lindsay pay you?
She might have.
How much did she give you?
You didn't know about this, Joe?
No, I did not know you. I thought,
well,
okay.
I said that I do not need payment. You know, there's been multiple times you bought me lunch, you bought me dinner, and I want to be able to help you because if I ever need your help, I can't give you payment.
Scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
Exactly. So I was surprised to see a little treat in my Venmo account the other night.
What was it?
Yeah, I'd like to know because I did not see that
treat.
Oh,
you're going to be, I thought you knew you were going to be mad. How much do you think it was?
20.
Oh no, now I feel bad.
How much?
It was more than 20.
How much?
I don't want to say.
More than 100?
No, okay. But I don't want to say.
Well, that's good.
I feel bad.
You should have paid him.
Don't be mad at me.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you for not telling them you need to be paid?
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to need you to reverse that charge because... No, Alex, you're going to make... You're gonna when you hear what I'm going to... I have a question. How about that?
Okay.
After this question's been asked and I want an honest answer, I think you owe me money.
I don't...
Hold on. So, Alex...
Did something break?
You know exactly... Why are you playing dumb? You know exactly... Do you want to tell me what happened, or do I just call you out for it?
I mean, the only thing I could think of is... Okay, so I slept there Friday night
into
Saturday.
Did you sleep in his bed?
No, I slept on the couch.
You were allowed to. We put brand new sheets on there. You were more than welcome to. We changed them out for you.
The thing is, Saturday, I was gone Uber driving, and so they were home a little bit, but I came back to let them out. So I didn't inspect the house. I didn't go upstairs. Like, maybe they broke something.
They chewed something up, but that wasn't even the problem. That's no big deal. They have anxiety, so we get that. Right. No, the thing that you're not going to admit, obviously, because I've given you all day to do so. Alex, have you heard of the Nextdoor app?
Is that like a camera or something?
No, it's just there's neighbors in your city, your surrounding area. You could even have this in your apartment complex, and people are like, hey, did you guys notice this? Or blah, 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 be on the lookout for this. Just, it's friendly advice. It could also share like if there's crime or something happening. So it's your next door neighbors.
Oh,
that way they communicate with each other. Somebody posted on Friday, and my wife saw it. And I was like, that's not us. We would have heard about it. Somebody's like, hey, have you guys seen these two stray dogs running?
What?
Apparently... My dogs, Benny and Paddington, got out somehow, which was one of the biggest things I harped on Pork Chop. I was like, make sure you watch.
I know, make sure the fence is closed, which it always was. The gate was closed. I don't know how they got out.
So, okay. My dogs did get out.
Yes.
My dogs got out, and somebody had to catch them.
I caught them.
How long until you caught my dogs?
Seconds. Okay. Minutes. That's why I didn't even tell you.
Because the person on Next Door said, "Hey, we have these dogs here at our house. We're holding them right now. They look like they're down the road." And they actually reached out to us after. Like, we didn't get it right at first.
Oh, that's a bad look, Pork Chop.
That's a terrible look.
Okay.
And here's what's terrible about it, Alex. He didn't tell us. Should he not tell us, "Hey, I lost your dogs"?
Dude, yeah. As I'm trying to chase your dogs down the street, you think I'm going to call you? Like, obviously, if there was a huge problem, I would have called you.
But after the dogs were lost and then recovered, whatever the timetable is, even if I give you the benefit of the doubt and it's been like 10 minutes and that's it, you still have to tell me that the dogs got out.
Alex, it was literally
Lindsay said, "Are there any problems? How are things going?" I feel bad because she texted you so much, but now knowing this, I don't.
Alex,
because she checked in every couple
literally
hours.
Literally, A, 1 minute, and B, not my fault that they jumped over the fence.
They've never, Alex, jumped over the fence before.
You should see these dogs
They're
jump.
Trying to get away from you.
Is that what it is? Because they never leave me and Lindsay.
These dogs can jump.
Listen, I told you they were terriers before you watched them. I knew something was going to happen.
No, but nothing happened.
Yeah, they are terriers. Yes, they're terriers, yeah. Yes. Oh, you said terrors.
Nothing happened. Like, everything was fine.
Sarah, thank you for calling in. You said you needed to talk to Pork Chop. If you missed it, Pork Chop watched my dogs, Benny and Paddington, when my wife, Lindsay, and I were in Michigan for my brother Bob's wedding. And he didn't tell me this, but on Friday night, the dogs got out. He found them.
I had the same thing happen to me. I was in Ohio, and we hired an in-home pet sitter. And our dog got out on a Friday and got hit by a car, and they never told me the dog was even missing for a day.
Oh, no.
And he died, and the next door apps, people were talking about some dead dog, and they found a dead dog, and they called and told us that she was dead, and then the pet sitter never told us.
Sounds like something Pork Chop would have done.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Turn your mic on there, murderer.
See, I would have never done that. And here's the thing. The dogs jumped over the fence on their own. I did nothing wrong. And what am I supposed to do in that moment? Go chase them? Or, let me stop and call Joe and see what Joe would do. Amount of time that it took me to do that, then they could have gotten hit.
All right, listen.
Yeah, I would have been completely fine if she would have just handled it. And then even after the fact, it's been like, your dog got out.
But he never did that.
I did handle it.
You did, okay, but you never told me or my poor wife, Lindsay.
Got them back in the house. So
because
what would I do?
I think at least knowing that your dogs have that escape ability, then they can take preventative measures in the future.
Hmm. That's a good point.
You don't want them to know that like they can do those type of things. Because then like next time, what if they do that and then they do die?
All right, well, here we go. Joe, just to let you know, I was watching your dogs over the weekend and they actually jumped over the fence.
Oh, did they?
They like went to a neighbor's house. I chased them only two houses down, took 2 minutes, got them back in. Everything was fine.
Wow. Does everybody agree here that Pork Chop maybe should not have the rights to be an animal owner after this?
Oh, my. Dude, because your dogs can jump over a fence.
I just feel like you cannot...
Mine dug out of the fence, and like she was on a mission to find me, and then it led to her death. They get separation anxiety. They're like trying to find him. They were probably trying to find Joe.
That or they just were trying to get away, like Alex said, from Pork Chop. I mean, hell, my fat ass would jump over a fence to do that.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.